Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
New rules for foreign telecoms operators are not just aimed at Elon Musk and his satellite-based internet service Starlink. That was the assurance given to MPs by Communications Minister Solly Malatsi. Malatsi told the Communications and Digital Technologies Portfolio Committee that his department was not attempting to open a special dispensation for Starlink or any other company or individual. Instead, he explained that the new regulations would allow more than just one new operator to enter the market, creating a more competitive environment. Equity equivalent investment programs allow foreign companies to bypass the 30% BEE ownership stipulation by investing in things like local suppliers, enterprise and skills development, job creation, infrastructure support, and so on. Malatsi told the committee that the department was simply exploring an option that has been used by international operators in other sectors. He also pointed out that the planning for this new set of rules began in October last year, and ICASA had already received oral and written submissions from stakeholders well before last week's Oval Office meeting between Presidents Ramaphosa and Trump. Meanwhile, Ramaphosa himself has announced that his infrastructure plan to improve the nation's economic performance has attracted a record investment of more than 238 billion rand. He told an infrastructure summit in Cape Town that government will prioritize seven projects, including a new port at Bukhubai on the northwest coast. Also on the list, a 100-megawatt solar farm for Kucha. Retailer Pepkor is flying. In a difficult market with consumers constrained, Pepkor has increased headline earnings per share by 12.4% to 84.3 cents a share. A company statement attributes that to consistent retail performance, strategic execution in the fintech sector, and disciplined cost management. Pepkor owns clothing brands Pep and Ackermans. It now sells 80% of all prepaid cell phones in the country. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening flat, while in London the FTSE was up 0.7%. In New York, the latest postponement of tariffs by President Trump saw the Dow jump 1.8%, the S&P 500 up 2.1%, the Nasdaq up 2.5%. Tokyo this morning up 0.5%, Hong Kong down by the same amount, Sydney up 0.1%. The US dollar back at 1.13 to the euro, the rand slightly easier, 17.96 to the dollar, 20.32 to the euro, 24.22 to sterling. Gold at 3,299, platinum 1,079, Bitcoin just under 108,900, Brent crude oil $64.30 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.